Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The urban blues redefine the blues and reflect what's happening in America in the 20th century. As always, American music can't do without them.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
In the beginning, in the Mississippi Delta, the traditional blues told stories of lost love in a series of three-line stanzas. The pattern broke down in the big city, and the melancholy gave way to defiance and an itch for good sex, mainly by women. Before long, it also found form in the double entendre songs of the 1920s, not blues, but shaped by the blues. Especially provocative when the song describes a white woman's affair with a black man. Leadbelly sings the traditional Good Morning Blues, and Carol Lee follows with Alex Beledna and Andy Razaf's 1928 Kitchen Man.
Good morning, blue. Blue, Lord, do you do? Good morning, blue. Blue, Lord, do you do? I'm dying all right. Good morning, how are you? I lay down last night, turning from side to side.
Madam Bucks was quite deluxe, had servants by the score, footmen at each door, butlers and maids galore. One day Dan, her kitchen man, gave in his notice he's through. She cried, "Oh Dan, don't go. I love your cabbage and I crave your hash. Daff your bout, your succotash. And I can't do without my kitchen man. I'm wild about his turnip top. love the way he warms my chops, and I can't do without my kitchen man.
Leadbelly, Good Morning Blues, and Carol Lee, Kitchen Man. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The traditional blues grew up in the 19th century as a rural music with a highly defined three-line structure, some playing around within that structure, and a subject matter defined by the loss or betrayal of love. It was also a deeply emotional cry for freedom by a still oppressed people. Many things broke, but not their spirit. The blues changed in the 20th century. Even so, the traditional blues persisted. In 1924, African-American songwriter Clarence Williams wrote Ticket Agent, Ease Your Window Down. This is New Orleans blues singer Carol Lee.
Tell me what is wrong with me. My man, we can't agree. Now he's tried to steal away. That is why you hear me say, now I got the blues. Yes, I've got the blues. I'm gonna sing them night and day. He's trying to leave this town.
Carol Lee, ticket agent, ease your window down. Beginning after the Civil War and continuing for decades into the 20th century, Americans were moving to cities. African Americans were doing the same thing. Wherever you were from, you took your music with you. So the blues moved from the Delta to the town, the city, and the metropolis. Lives changed, attitudes changed, the blues changed. But some things also remained the same, including the blues. They were about lost love then, and they were about lost love now. From 1920, Mamie Smith with the first blues ever recorded, Crazy Blues. Mamie Smith with Percy Bradford's Crazy Blues. Melancholy is always part of the blues, but it also changes. The lover is less likely to bemoan the loss of true love than the absence of sex. And more often than not in the 20s and 30s, the singer is likely to be a woman. She's outspoken, even blunt, and often expresses her need and desire with boisterous good humor. The singing of the urban blues often has a new note of confidence. From 1931, Bessie Smith's outspoken metaphoric admission that she needs some sex, I need a little sugar in my bowl.
I my bowl, I need a little hot dog. On my roll, I can stand a bit of loving. Oh, so bad, I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I need a little steamy on my floor. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, hot papa? Come on and save your mama's soul, 'cause I need a little sugar in my bowl. Doggone it, I need some sugar in my bowl. I need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog between my rolls. You getting different, I've been told. Move your finger, drop something in my bowl. I need a little steamy on my floor. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. Get off your knees, I can't see what you're driving at. It's dark down there, looks like a snake. Come on here and drop something here in my bowl. Stop your fooling and drop something in my bowl.
Bessie Smith with Clarence Williams, Tim Brin, and Dally Smalls, I Need a Little Sugar in My Bowl. The blues of the 1920s became known as the classic blues and were sung mainly by women. The traditional three-line pattern was breaking down. White Tin Pan Alley composers and lyricists were writing blues songs that blurred the line between popular music and the blues, and the attitudes within the songs often left melancholy behind. These women needed love and wanted sex and made no bones about saying so. In some of these songs you hear independence, in others defiance. Carol Lee, Wild Women Don't Have the Blues, and Bessie Smith, Aggravatin' Papa.
Husbands and they're no good friends. These poor women sit around all day and moan, wondering why the wandering papas don't come home. But wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues. Now if you got a man, they'll never be on the square, 'cause if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere. I never was known to treat no one man right. I keep them working hard for me both day and night. 'Cause wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues. And the way of my own. When my man starts kicking, I make him find another home. Get full of good liquor, walk the streets all night. Go home and kick my man out if he don't act right. 'Cause wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues. Now looky here, you never get nothing by being an angel child.
You better change your ways, come on and get real wild. I'm gonna tell you something, wouldn't tell you no lie. Wild women are the only kind that really get by. 'Cause wild women don't worry.
From 1924, Carol Lee with Ida Cox's Wild Women Don't Have the Blues, and from 1923, Bessie Smith with Willard Robinson and Roy Turk's Aggravatin' Papa. It isn't hard to combine independence and defiance in the same blues. That's because those speaking out are women in the early decades of the 20th century. The restraints of the 19th century feel as if they're gone with the corsets. These women pull no punches. Carol Lee, if you don't, I know who will.
From you.
think that I'm just bluffing, but I'm one gal who don't fool around for nothing. I've got my wanting habits on. I've had them on since this morn. Man, you got to help me along. Till I get my fill, 'cause if you don't and say you won't, I know who will. Mr. So-and-so, I know who will.
From 1923, Carol Lee with Clarence Williams, Chris Smith, and J. Tim Brins, If You Don't, I Know Who Will. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The blues of the 1920s grew bawdier. Their double entendres were unmistakable, and singers delivered them with gusto and delight. Their subject was sex from a woman's point of view. As the world changed for women, it was a short step from independence to sexual independence. From 1929, Bessie Smith with Spencer Williams, I'm Wild About That Thing, and from 1924, Clara Smith with Clarence Williams and Bud Allen's Ain't Got Nobody to Grind My Coffee.
Honey, baby, won't you curl near? That sweet mama whisper in your ear. I'm wild about that thing. It makes me laugh and sing. Give it to me, Papa. I'm wild about that thing. Do it easy, honey. Don't get rough. From you, Papa, I can't get enough. I'm wild about that thing. Sweet joy it always brings. Everybody knows it. I'm wild about that thing. Please don't hold it, baby, when I cry. Give me every bit of it, else I'll die. I'm wild about that thing. Yada jing, jing, jing. All it and I want it all. I'm wild about that thing. Just give my bell a ring. You can press my button. I'm wild about that thing. If you want to satisfy my soul, come on and rock me with a study roll. I'm wild about that thing. Yeah, I like your ting-a-ling. Kiss me like you mean it. I'm wild about that thing. Come on, turn the lights down low. When you say you're ready, just say let's go. I'm wild about that thing. Come on and make me feel it. I'm wild about that thing. Wild about it when you hold me tight. Let me linger in your arms all night. I'm wild about that thing. My passion's got the flame. Come on, hear me cry. I'm wild about that thing.
Bessie Smith, I'm Wild About That Thing, and Clara Smith, Ain't Got Nobody to Grind My Coffee. So far, I've been talking about how the urban blues are different from traditional blues. But if they're urban, where's the city? Tin Pan Alley songs felt urban, but also often had urban settings, especially New York City. When the blues moved to the city, the setting was anywhere, any city. A good way to make the point is to start out with Bessie Smith singing House Rent Blues.
a cold this long.
Bessie Smith with Sippy Wallace's 1924 House Rent Blues. There are urban blues set in New York and Chicago, but often the cities are in the South. No matter where African Americans went when they left the South during the Great Migration, they took the blues with them. But the blues also stayed home in Southern cities. The blues used their new urban settings to tell a familiar story. Jack Teagarden with Basin Street Blues.
Won't you come along with me along the Mississippi? We'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. A band there to meet us, old friends to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet, a heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where all good friends always meet in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, where welcome streets welcome me, and where I can lose my Basin Street Blues.
Jack Teagarden with Spencer Williams and Teagarden's 1928 Basin Street Blues. The feel of the city and the pulse of its life helped to define the urban blues. Memphis, New Orleans, to be sure, but you can't overlook Harlem, where what the lyrics call high browns get together to strut the night away. Many years after Bessie Smith first recorded Wesley Wilson and Coot Grant's great urban blues, Bobby Short was still singing it at the Hotel Carlyle, about as far from Harlem as you can get. This is Bobby Short with Gimme a Pigfoot and a Bottle of Beer.
I'll be in Harlem every Saturday night, and the highbrows get together just too tight. They all congregate all night to rock, and what they do is tut, tut, tut. Old Hannah Brown from Crosstown gets full of corn and starts bringing them down just at the break of day. You can hear old Hannah say, give me a Bigfoot and a bottle of beer. Send me Gates, I don't care. I feel like I want a clown. Give the piano player a drink because he's bringing me down. He's got a rhythm, yeah. When he stomps his feet, he sends me right off the seat. Check all your razors and your guns. We're gonna be wrestling when the wagon comes. I want a Bigfoot and a bottle of beer. Send me cause I'm in my sin. Give me a Bigfoot and a bottle of beer. Send me Gates, I don't care. I feel like I want a clown. He's got a rhythm, yeah. When he stomps his feet, he sends me seat. Check all your razors and your guns. Do the shim, sham, shimmy till the wagon comes. I want a reefer and a gang of gin. Send me cause I'm in my sin. Pay me cause I don't care.
Woo! Bobby Short, give me a Pigfoot and a bottle of beer. What's going on in these songs smacks of the city, especially after midnight. The anger and resignation, the determination and moxie. The city's alive with opportunity and weighed down with failure. Bright lights and deep shadows, the blues feed on those kinds of things. Carol Lee with Walter Donaldson's 1923 blues song, My Papa Doesn't Two Time No Time, followed by Carol Lee again with Streetwalker Blues.
Oh, you aggravating papas, listen to Jenny Lee from down in Tennessee. Tell about a man. Come on, you lonesome little mamas, hear Miss Jenny shout. Just hear her brag about her honey. She had so much to tell. You've heard Miss Jenny yell. Well, my papa doesn't two time no time, and if he ever does two time one time, then he's never gonna two time no more. I'm just a good time mama, but gee, there'll be no two time papa. I'd like to have a dime for every time he's gonna hit the floor. Once more, he'll have to find himself another bigger 2x4. Once more, he'll have You'll never hear them singing anymore about the Swanee Shore. Once more, you find the undertaker's undertaking all around his door. Believe me, my papa doesn't two-time no time. And if he ever does two-time one time, then he's never gonna two-time no more.
Got the streetwalker blues, walk the streets night and day. Got the streetwalker blues, walk the streets night and day. Well, you know I hate to do it, just can't seem to find another way. Stood on the corner till my feet were soaking wet. Stood on the corner till my feet were soaking wet. Every man that I met, if you can't give a dollar, give me just a lousy dime. If you can't give a dollar, give me just a lousy dime. I'm just standing here trying to feed that hungry man of mine. Love.
Laura Lee with My Papa Doesn't Two Time No Time and Streetwalker Blues. Inside almost every blues, somebody's alone. No one smiles or even nods in her direction. As the hours pass, the desperation deepens, but she keeps walking with no destination in mind. The blues are inseparable from the big city she walks in throughout the big city blues. This is Annette Hanshaw. Annette Hanshaw with Con Conrad, Sidney Mitchell, and Arch Gottler's 1929 blues song, Big City Blues. You don't need a big city to sing the urban blues, but it helps. Mainly, though, you need the outlook and imagery that help to define a city and bring them to the blues. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.